Hello, hello, hello. This episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Apollo.io. If you share a pipeline goal with your sales team, then you care about the deliverability of your team's outbound emails. No email visibility means no chance to get that meeting. This is the silent nightmare for marketers. We often don't even know that this is happening. The most common cause of it? It's actually an easy one to fix. You're not using the right tool. That's why hundreds of marketers at companies like Mutiny are switching to Apollo.io. Apollo has every tool you need to power your entire outbound and inbound motions. Yep, that's right. I said inbound emails too. You can ask their team about what that is. Marketers using Apollo have seen outbound email deliverability jump from 62% to 98% after making the switch. 98%, that means more replies, more meetings, and of course, more pipeline. Want to see what type of results you can get with Apollo? Head over to apollo.io/e5, apollo.io/e5. If you go there right now, their team will set you up with a free account for you. And as a thank you for your time, check this out. You're going to get a free annual membership to Exit 5. That's valued at $275 just for checking them out. And the tool is free. If you're not already a member, this is a great opportunity. And if you are and you want to learn more, go to apollo.io/e5. This episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Demandwell. Demandwell is the best SEO solution for B2B SaaS marketers. They've helped customers like Lessonly drive 40% of their revenue from organic search, and they help Terminus make organic search their number one source of demos. Here's how it works. Number one is results. Demandwell is built for driving the outcomes that B2B marketers care about: demand, traffic, leads, and revenue. Number two is ease and control. Junior team members can follow recommended steps right in the platform, while experts can customize and maintain full control over their work. Number three is speed. With everything in one platform, Demandwell helps you crank out content that ranks and drives leads in minutes rather than hours. SEO expert or not, you can give Demandwell a try, and listeners of the Exit 5 podcast can get a free competitive SEO audit to see just how you're ranking relative to the competition. Go to demandwell.com/FOMO, that's F-O-M-O, and you can get a free SEO consultation today right from Demandwell. That's demandwell.com/FOMO, F-O-M-O, and you'll get a free SEO consultation today.
1, 2, 3, 4, Exit 5.
All right, pardon my appearance. I just came back from a run, but I had this thought, and it's really important. So I was listening to Seth Godin on Tim Ferriss's podcast talk about the power of constraints. And this was like a light bulb moment for a lot of things that I see come up within the Exit 5 community or companies that I work with, startups I advise around just kind of general marketing questions. And I think this advice can be applied to really anything in business, but for the sake of this and mostly what I talk about is marketing and startups, we're going to focus it on marketing. But I think one of the things that happens is we ask questions like, does anybody have a good example of an ABM strategy? Does anybody have an example of a who's doing good content marketing? Does anybody have an example of X, or how would you approach Y? And those questions are so hard to answer because it's missing the most important thing in decision-making, which is constraints. And so one exercise that we used to do at Drift, and this was great, David, who's the CEO of Drift, he, at the time, he would always force me to think about, like, he would say, all right, hey, we want to do our first event this year. We want to do our first customer conference. Okay, great. So then that leaves me to be like, well, where should it be? How big should it be? Who should speak? What should it look and feel like? And that is where marketing and kind of any decision in business becomes almost paralyzing. There is infinite choice, infinite possibilities. It's impossible to make decisions. And so I think one of the things that you have to do to become better at marketing and making decisions is to come up with guardrails. And so as we created things over time, before we even went and created that event, the very first thing we would do was get in a room together, get on the whiteboard and say, okay, so what are some guardrails for this? What do we want it to look like? Well, we want it to look like this, and we want it to feel like this. And it needs to be in Boston because right now we don't have the budget to like fly everybody over to the West Coast or to do it somewhere else. Okay, so you're starting to go down the list, right? So it's gotta be here, it's gotta be in Boston. How many people do we want? Well, we don't wanna have 100, that's a bit too small, but we're not ready to do like a 5,000 person event. We don't think we could get people there. So 1,000, okay. So we want 1,000 in Boston. on this date, what date do we want to do it? Well, there's this other conference going on and a lot of people are already going to be in Boston because of that. Okay, so let's boom. So it's going to be in September. So now all of a sudden, before I've even started to think about what the actual like logistics and approach to creating this event and doing the marketing for this event and the promotion for this event, I already have this list of 4, 5, 6 things that I can then go and make decisions around. And so I just wanted to record this quickly to put this down on like, as you're thinking about marketing, planning and strategy, and you could apply this for anything. Hey, we should do a podcast. We should be on TikTok. We should start a YouTube channel. We want to go up market. Well, come up with guardrails, come up with constraints for all those things, because there's going to be lots of guardrails. Maybe you have to do it with no budget. And one question that I see come up all the time is like, hey, what's a good ABM strategy? And to me, the best ABM strategy to start with is going to be do something to start. Can you find 10 ideal customers that you want to sell to and reach out to them directly via email and LinkedIn message with a video or short email? Like, that is the non-sexy, like that's how you start. And then from there you can build. And so, okay, hey, we did 10 of these in a one-off basis. We got 2 responses. That's not bad. 20% response rate. Let's build. Now let's do 20. Now let's do 30. Okay. Now we've done 100 of these things. We're starting to prove out a little success. Now let's go think about investing and building out something broader. So that's separate from the constraints discussion, but I think it's a way you can test into that. So 2 really important things from this is, number 1, you got to have constraints. And number 2, you got to be able to test into ideas as opposed to always jumping for buying the most expensive tool or like defaulting to buying the tool, period, that's going to solve your problem. So constraints, test before you scale. Those are 2 very timeless and important lessons in decision-making when it comes to marketing. See ya. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Exit 5 podcast. If you're in B2B marketing and you want to grow your career, you should also go and check out everything that we have over at exit5.com. We've got articles, we've got videos, we've got templates. Plus, we have a community of over 4,000 B2B marketing pros. Whether you're deep in your career and want to connect with your peers or just starting up and you want a place to go where you can see what people are talking about, get smarter about B2B marketing in your own time to grow your career and help grow your company, go and check it out. It's exit5.com. You can get on the email list there. You can join the community. There's 4,000 marketers in the community. We have a job board. We're always adding new stuff. It's really becoming the number one place you can go if you want to grow your career and learn more about B2B marketing outside of what you're doing inside of your company every day. So check it out, exit5.com. And I also want to make sure I give a shout out to my friends at Hatch. That's hatch.fm. They produce this podcast. It sounds amazing because of the work that they do. And they work with B2B companies just like yours. They offer unlimited podcast editing and strategy for businesses. You can get unlimited podcast editing and on-demand strategy for a low monthly cost. All you got to do is just upload your episode and they take care of the rest. Go and check them out. It's hatch.fm. Hey, so I created Exit 5 to help you build a successful career in B2B marketing. First, it started off as my private podcast on Patreon, and many of you who listen to this today probably are OGs and remember that. I was talking about my lessons and learnings going from PR intern to CMO. Then it morphed into a Facebook group and quickly became one of the top resources for marketers in B2B SaaS. Today, this is a full-blown company. We have 3 full-time employees and ambitions to grow the team and keep building and hire more people this year. And we're investing in everything that's working, which right now is everything. It's amazing. We're making a big update to our community. We're doubling down on this podcast to serve the 5,000 people that listen every week. We're investing in our newsletter and written content to help the 16,000 people that get our emails. We're even hosting our first in-person event in September. We're building Exit 5 to help you grow your career in B2B marketing, because really there's no school for B2B marketing. You can't get a degree in how to build pipeline, and there isn't a playbook for how to get promoted in your career. And that's why I'm telling you right now to go and join the Exit 5 community. Go to exit5.com. You can click join right there. There's a free 7-day trial. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you are one of those 5,000 people that listen to this podcast every single week and you have not joined our community yet, go and do that. At least go and check out the 7-day free trial. You'll sign up, you'll put your credit card in, but we don't bill you until 7 days. It's a 7-day free trial. And this is really Dave. We really do all of this. I want to build a company that is customer friendly. And that means that if you sign up
and 2 weeks into this thing, you realize it's not for you, you can email us and cancel. But I want you to go check it out. It's a 7-day free trial. Go to exit5.com. You can get in our community and you'll see why it's so much more than just a discussion forum. Exit 5 is a B2B marketing resource that's there for you when you need it the most. When your boss comes to you and says, hey, we need you to come up with an ABM strategy for this year and you've never done that before, you go to Exit 5 and you ask that question, or you go and search the hundreds of posts before you. When you want to look for a new job, but you're not ready to post about it on LinkedIn yet, you can quietly browse for open roles and see who's hiring inside of Exit 5. Or maybe you need to build a peer group of other people in your job function, but LinkedIn is too broad to dig through. You can find out who else works in product marketing in your niche, or who else is a director in the $1 million to $10 million company range. You can do that inside of Exit 5. Maybe you want freelance, maybe you need to make a video in a pinch and you need recommendations for a freelance videographer that can work on your next product launch video, and they're located in the US and within your range of budget. That is why we built Exit 5, and that's what you can go in there and do. So go and check it out, exit5.com, start a free trial, and we'll see you inside of the community.
Hello, hello, hello. This episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Apollo.io. If you share a pipeline goal with your sales team, then you care about the deliverability of your team's outbound emails. No email visibility means no chance to get that meeting. This is the silent nightmare for marketers. We often don't even know that this is happening. The most common cause of it? It's actually an easy one to fix. You're not using the right tool. That's why hundreds of marketers at companies like Mutiny are switching to Apollo.io. Apollo has every tool you need to power your entire outbound and inbound motions. Yep, that's right. I said inbound emails too. You can ask their team about what that is. Marketers using Apollo have seen outbound email deliverability jump from 62% to 98% after making the switch. 98%, that means more replies, more meetings, and of course, more pipeline. Want to see what type of results you can get with Apollo? Head over to apollo.io/e5, apollo.io/e5. If you go there right now, their team will set you up with a free account for you. And as a thank you for your time, check this out. You're going to get a free annual membership to Exit 5. That's valued at $275 just for checking them out. And the tool is free. If you're not already a member, this is a great opportunity. And if you are and you want to learn more, go to apollo.io/e5.